Andy, this would be an incredible Taking It to the Post song. You could get your closing numbers. You can get your futures. You can get your ticket giveaways. It's still going. Turn it up. That does not count, Mr. Autograph, whoever you are. Still going. You could have given away some Rat tickets, the reunion tour. 720 WGN. Oh, that's right. We are on the air right now, aren't we? Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman. It's still going. We are working hard for you. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Looks like the rain sort of subsiding, getting a little bit drier out there. We will keep you up to date with the latest in the weather here on WGN. You know, unfortunately, this statistic I think is really, it's disturbing. The only developed country in the world to not have paid maternity leave is, you guessed it, the United States. And this means that many women are forced to choose between their family and their work. Kai Dickens is a Chicago filmmaker, and her documentary called Zero Weeks tackles this issue of not having paid maternity leave in the United States. She's based here in Chicago. And by the way, you could check out the website, zeroweeks.com. She joins us tonight. Kai, welcome to WGN. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
And I think really what you're doing is important, especially because I have a 9-month-old son at home. So my wife and I sort of went through this whole thing fairly recently. But that statistic, I think, is astounding. And maybe many of us don't realize that this is such a big issue in the United States.
Yeah, it's a major issue. And I think people, you know, don't realize, you know, the need for paid leave until they face it themselves, which is kind of what you were just, you know, talking about for your own personal situation. And people often get confused and think FMLA is some sort of paid leave. And, you know, FMLA is unpaid leave. And in order to qualify for it, you have to work for a company of 50 people or more. You have to work full time. You have to work for, you know, at that location for a year. And a majority of Americans don't even qualify from FMLA. But the problem is those who do can't take it because they can't afford to go, you know, a few days or even a week without a paycheck.
Right. And FMLA is the Family Medical Leave Act, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, so I think often people think, oh, well, there's FMLA or I'm covered. And I think people are very shocked when they realize they don't have a single day of paid leave. Most people don't. I think only 12% of American workers have any type of paid leave. And right now it's just basically, you know, based on the arbitrary generosity of an employer.
Right.
You know, but one thing you were talking about when you know, in your intro is you were talking about maternity leave, but really the issue is paid family leaves, because a lot of people think this is an issue just for working moms or working dads, but paid family leave allows you to take care of an aging parent or a spouse who has knee surgery and has to stay home, or if you or yourself are diagnosed with breast cancer, you need to take some time off work. So it really is an issue that impacts everyone. And, you know, as you're mentioning, in every single developed country in the world, people are able to stay in the workforce if an unexpected disaster hit. And in America, people constantly are forced to choose between their job and taking care of themselves or a loved one. So,
yeah. Why is this? I mean, if you try to explain it to someone who's not from here, or maybe try to explain it to a child, you know, why does this situation exist? I mean, what is the answer to that question?
Well, you know, I can talk a little bit about the history, and then we can kind of talk about the modern era, you know, why this is persisting. But as far as the history of paid leave goes, after World War II, America was a rare country in the fact that we didn't lose as many lives, you know, as other countries in the world. Yes, we lost a lot of people. And women were asked to kind of leave the workforce and go back, you know, to being a housewife and making babies. But around the rest of the world, women were needed to repopulate their country, so they needed to have to, you know, to procreate, but they were also needed in the workforce to fill a lot of the empty jobs. So paid leave became a necessity for Europe in particular to get back on their feet and become economically solvent. But the thing that's really interesting is, you know, when our film tackles this, we're not just following families dealing with these issues in this crisis of, you know, having to become unemployed or end up on food stamps simply because you have a baby or you have, you know, again, knee surgery or something. But we're talking to, you know, economists and politicians and researchers and people from every sector of, you know, kind of the fabric of a culture, who say there's not a single economic reason not to have paid leave. It is so good for business because you're able to retain and attract employees, and it's so expensive to replace employees. As far as on a global economic level, you know, we can't stay competitive as a country if we're not benching a full team. And when you have women leaving the workforce prematurely because they're having babies, and people in their 50s and 60s leaving the workforce prematurely because their parents are aging, we don't have our best and brightest in the workforce, so we can't compete with those that do. So it's an issue that is economically smart, medically smart. You know, and I always laugh because we have rules in this country that puppies and kittens have to, there's rules that they have to be with their mothers for 8 to 12 weeks. And, you know, our own babies don't have those protections.
And you know, when you put it like that, I mean, geez, like, how do you even refute that? But what is the opposition, or is there a significant opposition? Because what you are talking about, it's not like this is anything brand new, because this has been discussed before, and there has been some movement on it. But what you're saying is that, look, we need to sort of restructure this system and rethink about how we do some things in this country. And it's not always easy. At times, we're very reluctant to change things. Where does that come from? Why can't we make significant change when it comes to this?
Well, you brought up a few good points. First of all, paid leave, it was a fringe issue up until a few years ago, and it's been gaining steam. And, you know, I think part of it is just people realizing that we are so far behind. So far behind, it's embarrassing. You know, and we were talking about developed countries, but all the countries in the entire world, it's just us and Papua New Guinea without paid leave.
Right.
That's it. And Papua New Guinea doesn't have water and electricity in most of their homes, you know? So that's a major deal. And but then, you know, fast forward to why we aren't able to, you know, to do this. And I think a big part of it is it's a misunderstanding. People often think, oh, well, small business owners can't afford that. Or, you know, how you can't put that on the burden of a corporation. And that's not really how it works. Most of the all of the paid leave laws that are passed in the three states that have it, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and California, and the federal paid leave legislation that was written a few years ago by Senator Gillibrand and Representative Rosa DeLauro, it works like insurance. So employees pay about $1.50 out of their paycheck, and then it's there when you need it, just like car insurance, just like health insurance.
Huh.
And, you know, one of the things that we are doing in the film is we're following a bunch of small business owners who have either, you know, let on leave or who want to you know, offer paid leave but can't. Every single person, we go all over, you know, talking to small business owners. Every single person you talk to says, I want this. I'm a small bookstore. I can't compete with Amazon if I don't have paid leave.
Right.
Or I want to keep my good employees. It's so hard to find them. I don't want to lose someone because I can't pay them when they have, you know, a baby or, you know, with whatever situation they face. But they simply can't afford it. Because for small business owners now, yes, it comes out of their paycheck. But the legislation that is on the table in certain states right now, and like I get, again, like I said, federally, it operates like insurance, and it's employee-funded. So, you know, and the states where they have passed it, for instance, New Jersey, 40% less women ended up on food stamps after they passed paid family leave. In California, after they passed it, 91% of businesses said they either found that they were more profitable or felt no negative effect. So we've seen these little microcosms of paid leave working fantastically, and globally it works great.
So
we interviewed Secretary Perez in the film, who's the Secretary of Labor, and, you know, he goes around talks to labor secretaries all over the world, and he always asks them, you know, if you could change your paid leave policy, would you, or would you water it down? And, you know, his quote in the film is, every single leader I ever talked to says either no or hell no. It's just part of the fabric of every country in the world except for America.
Right, and it just makes sense, right? We want to build a system where we can be there for our families, all workers, mm-hmm. right? We all want to work.
Right.
We all need to make money. We all need to have a career. But we also,
right.
those of us who have families, and when you have a family, issues are going to pop up. We're all human beings. We all need each other, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it works. Shouldn't we have a system that is reflective of that and nurturing to being there for each other? I mean, it totally makes sense. And I think it's interesting that some states are taking issue with this, the way the system is, and they are making their own changes. Do you think that when we talk about making improvements to this system, that it's going to be through the states, or is it the best chance going to be through the federal government?
It's a great question, and yeah, I can answer that. So we've been attending a lot of kind of the, so they're working on passing paid leave in New York right now and also the District of Columbia. And then, you know, obviously we've been talking to paid leave leaders on the federal level. Everyone that's kind of unanimous across the board think it's not a matter of if, but when, and they think it's going to kind of work the way of marriage equality, where there will be a critical mass of states, and then eventually federal will follow. Mm-hmm. And what's happening, for instance, right now, New York, and, you know, there's a broad coalition to pass paid leave in New York. They have it in New Jersey. And when I was at a, you know, meeting with a bunch of business leaders in New York, they were saying, we have to have this because our great employees don't want to leave New Jersey because they can't have paid leave there. They don't want to keep going over the bridge to New York where they're not going to have this benefit. So, on, you know, with one state has it, another state doesn't, it really becomes a competition issue for right. businesses. And that happened with marriage equality. A lot of states were saying, shoot, well, we got to keep our creative class, these, you know, people who are progressive thinkers and, you know, that type of thing here in this state. And so I think a lot of that is going to be happening with marriage equality, with paid leave as well. You know, and it has vast public support, too. It's about 85-86%, depending on the poll, of Americans support paid leave. I think that but in Americans' brains, we think, oh, well, this is a luxury. This is some benefit. It's not a necessity. Where now that people are starting to talk about it more, I think we're realizing, wait, everywhere else in the world, this is a necessity to be both a human being who loves people, loves their children, loves their parents, loves other people and the worker. And now we're realizing that we're so far behind. I think public sentiment is changing. I mean, just like I said, public opinion is very much for paid leave, but the thought we can actually do something to change it is starting to become, a tipping point.
You know, it's interesting because I think politicians, they see the polls, they know how to count. Mm-hmm. And if they see that a lot of people are behind this, they would pull the trigger on this. We would, we will talk more about this, Kai, and we'll talk about your movie. I mentioned the movie, but we'll talk all about it. It's called Zero Weeks, and you can check it out at zeroweeks.com. And it's a documentary all about paid leave for families. So stay tuned for that. Kai Dickens is a filmmaker based right here in Chicago. Kai, hold on. We'll take a short break, okay?
Sure.
All right. More with Kai Dickens after this break. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman right here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman on this Monday evening. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Right now on the line with us, Kai Dickens, who is a Chicago-based filmmaker. Her latest film is called Zero Weeks. And you can check out the website, zeroweeks.com. It's all about paid family leave in the United States. The United States is the only developed country in the world to not have paid medical, paid family leave, I should say. And let's talk about the film, Kai. I know that recently you were working on the Kickstarter thing. Sometimes those don't always go as planned, but you could always donate through the website, right?
Right, yeah. We're about halfway through production right now. And we hope to have the film out the end of the summer. It seems like a good time to talk about this in an election year. So, yeah. Yes, we would love donations. And actually, you know what's more important? We're still looking for subjects. So if anyone is listening and thinks, I have the perfect story of someone dealing with this right now, please, you know, contact us. You can contact us through the website because, you know, that's what makes a great film is great subjects.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the website is zeroweeks.com. So who exactly are you looking for?
Well, so, you know, we are pretty well covered in terms of, the researchers and economists and doctors and elected officials that are dealing with this issue. But as far as the families we're following, we're still looking for mothers. And, you know, we've talked to so many parents who go back to work literally within days of having a baby, having a C-section, bleeding on the bus, you know, that type of thing. But a lot of times when people reach out to us, their stories in the past. And we're trying to find people that know that they're about to have a baby or they just had a baby and they don't have leave and they're going through this now. And, of course, people who are dealing with an aging parent and truly facing or, you know, a sick or injured spouse and are facing the moment of, I don't know if I can keep this up. I either need to put them in a home prematurely or drop out of the workforce to
right.
take care of my loved one. So anyone that's kind of going through literally the life moment of having to choose between the family they love and the job they need, that those are the subjects we're still looking for.
Man, it's unbelievable that we have to have this conversation in 2015, you know, for all of our enlightened thoughts that we have now that we're living in the future and all these advancements that we have made. That's great, but here we are still talking about choosing between work and family. And
yeah.
More about the film. So I know that you have gone out to Washington, D.C. Did you bring your camera crew out there to talk to some of these politicians about this?
Yeah, so we've talked to the Secretary of Labor, Tom Perez. We've talked to Rosa DeLauro, who's a congresswoman from Connecticut. She co-authored the Family Act. We have interviewed the state senator in New York, who is leading the charge to get paid family leave passed in New York. We're following one of the subjects in our film, who we call an agent of change, is Ellen Bravo. She originally started the nonprofit group 9to5, and now she leads the group Family Values at Work. But she kind of helps orchestrate statewide efforts to pass paid family leave. So we are following her, and through that, we're seeing a lot of like state, you know, and local politics at work, which is kind of cool to see how much people can do on their own, you know, to really change something. And then Valerie Jarrett, who is a senior advisor to Barack Obama, she's also the head of the White House Council for Women and Girls. So that's, you know, why we included Ms. Jarrett. So, and then the list, you know, kind of goes on and on. I think, like you said, politicians are realizing this is a good good thing to run on.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's good for America. You know, we need a 21st century workplace. We're still kind of stuck in this idea that women aren't working. And in fact, 70% of women are working. So,
yeah, I think it's incredible that we still have some of these antiquated thoughts about, you know, women in the workforce and what they can and can't do. And really, that's put out there by what we are affected by in the media and the images mm-hmm. that we are exposed to. And that happens, I'll tell you, that happens at a very young age. And we're conditioned mm-hmm. to think that, oh, you know what, women can only do this. And
right.
Now, I'm not saying that there hasn't been progress, because obviously there has, but it's still, the system is still rigged, not for women. I mean, let's be honest.
Right, yeah. Well, and all these issues, you know, because it's not just about, again, parenting, but caregiving primarily falls on the shoulders of women. So even if we are talking about, you know, a sister who's sick, a parent who's sick, a spouse who's sick, it's usually a woman mm-hmm. that's going to put, you know, sit out of her career or take a break from her career or go part-time or take care of this family member. And what that does to household earnings and a woman's ability to be a high earner over her lifetime is significant. You know, they did a study in Sweden and found that men who, for every month a man takes off, or a partner, I guess, for paternity leave, the spouse makes 7% more over her lifetime. So if someone would take off 3 months, his or her spouse makes 21% more over the lifetime.
Wow.
And it makes, and it's like a crazy statistic, but it actually makes sense, because you're a father, you know, if you are engaged in the first few weeks or the first few months in life, and you know the drill, you know what the baby needs, you
right.
know how to help,
right?
And your wife probably feels much more comfortable than going back to work or taking it down a notch and being able to, you know, pursue this or pursue a different interest. And so, you know, it kind of frees up a woman's career path when she feels comfortable too, and also for the partner to be feeling comfortable to be able to step in. So It's significant, the economic gains for women when we live in an equal society.
Well, I think what you're doing is important. It's a very important topic. And again, like you're saying, it's one that we can all get behind. I mean, it makes total sense. The film that you are currently producing is called Zero Weeks, and the website is zeroweeks.com. So check that out. If you'd like to donate to the cause, you can absolutely do that through zeroweeks.com. Or if you know someone who would be a great subject for the documentary, that's the website, zeroweeks.com. Kai Dickens is a Chicago-based filmmaker. Kai, thanks for talking to us about this tonight, and really best of luck with what you're doing. It's very important, and I think a lot of people are going to get behind what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it. Take care.
Take it easy. Again, Kai Dickens, based here in Chicago, zeroweeks.com. Is that website. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a very short break and be right back with a look at the news here on 720 WGN.